So, some cultural factors to consider regarding the use of telehealth. Level of comfort or experience with technology. So, we want to make sure that we're not making assumptions, however, that, say, anybody over a certain age is automatically not comfortable using technology and anyone under a certain age is. Age cohorts, it can be tempting to sort of stereotype here, but we want to just make sure that we really have talked to the client about this and what their preferences and what their level of comfort is. Maybe for a variety of reasons, they aren't comfortable with using video conferencing, but it's preferable for other reasons, and so they are going to go with that. They'll probably need a lot of extra time the first session or two to get everything set up and work out the glitches with you. You can kind of walk them through things. We also want to, a consideration people sometimes don't think of is that regarding age cohorts, is younger cohorts, often people from those age groups don't have a lot of comfort talking on the phone because they grew up using the phone for texting or maybe video chats. And so, you know, that might be something to consider. If you're an older therapist working with a younger client, you may just assume that talking on the phone is no hardship for that client, but in fact, it might actually be uncomfortable for them. Socioeconomic status, of course, factors in because not everybody has the resources to have the technological equipment that can be required to do remote services. Hearing impairments or limitations. So, if somebody has hearing impairments, using a phone may be frustrating, right? Video might be good because a lot of the hearing that we do is done by lip reading anyway for all of us. You just want to ensure that your face is well lit so that they can really see your lips well, that they're not just washed out by a lot of light. And then vision impairment or limitations. We don't want to assume that video is a good choice if somebody has limited vision. The screen may that they're using might be very small, or there might be a lot of pixelation. That person may very well have enhanced hearing abilities if they have vision impairment, so they may be better off using the phone. A key point to consider is that sometimes limited sensory input, for example, only hearing using just a telephone without a camera, can make taking in information easier. Sometimes it's easier to just hone in on one form of sensory input.